drunk bitch.
Yeah.
She told me I was such an inspiration. That's so deep. Thank you so much.
I mean, yeah. You inspire people, baby.
You know? The aunt.
The aunt. Not my aunt.
Yeah, I don't. Yes.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
That's how you feel?
Yes.
Why you have to clear your throat like that?
Well, do I look like...
I don't think they can hear. I don't think they can see you. So it's like, okay. Yeah. Are you now offended that people feel like you're just an old soul?
No. I'm not offended. I'm just not his aunt. I'm the aunt. And he's the uncle. You know?
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whenever it's best to reach you, listen to another episode of 6 PM Podcast. I am your 5 foot host. Wow, I just fucked it up.
You fucked up your own intro.
I fucked up my own intro. Wow. Let me run that back again, guys. Good morning, good evening, whenever this message enters. Wow. What is going on? The aunt has me under a spell. You see that? You see, that's what happens. I'm out here bumbling on my words like I'm lying and shit. I ain't lying about nothing. I guess it goes well with the episode, huh? Let me try to run it back one more time. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whenever it's meant to reach you, listen to another episode of 6 PM Podcast. I am your 5'9" host with sophisticated ignorance, Uncle Poochie. That's the people. You are so supportive. I wish you guys could see how hard she was smiling after making that noise too.
Uncle Poochie.
Oh my, so you guys can hear, obviously I have a guest.
Uncle Poochie used to eat French toast in the morning all the time.
Oh my gosh, all right. Can you tell the people who you are?
What's going on, y'all? It is the aunt. The aunt, Amanda B.
The aunt. She wants to put the emphasis on the aunt because as I was recently telling her, shout outs if this person listens, but someone was listening to the show that I put on the show. And they said, I listened to your show. And I was like, oh, thank you for listening. And they were like, you did it with your aunt? So, yeah, that's the joke here, guys. I am the uncle. She is the aunt. We are the Poochies. Nah. Welcome back to the 6 PM Podcast, y'all. Thank you so very much for coming to the show, coming back onto the show, listening to the show, whatever the fuck y'all doing. Appreciate you guys. Really do. I was going to record this episode yesterday, but I got tired, so I'm going to record it now. Yeah. So we went to the movies.
We went to the movies.
And I have been contemplating doing movie reviews this whole year, and I think next year I'm going to do it.
It was a great movie.
She's being very sarcastic. Great is okay.
It actually wasn't a disappointing movie that took my $11.
You know what? It was a good time. I'll put it that way.
There was nobody in there.
Nobody was in that motherfucker.
So we could really react.
Oh my.
The way we wanted to.
Means we was acting a whole black ass fool in that motherfucker.
It was a very reactive movie.
We was acting a black ass fool. Now, look, let me tell you something. Before we get into this, I'm going to say this. I usually go to the movie theaters. You guys give me the heebie-jeebies. You give me the whoopie-wobbies, the doopie-doppies, the whoopie-wops. You scare the hell out of me. You young folks are just, you're just scary. I went to Rolling Loud. We went to Rolling Loud earlier this year. And when we were working. And, I realized I'm not him. I'm not him no more. I don't have the energy I used to have. You know? I cannot pop, lock, and drop it like I used to. I've said this multiple times. You've heard me say this before. But so when we went to movies yesterday, I was very excited that nobody was in that motherfucker. Not because I just don't like being in large groups of people, but because I just also don't like being in large groups of people. Nah, for real. It was cool being in the movie theater in the matinee, just watching it. It took off a lot of traffic time, but the movie we decided to watch was a little like abnormal, I guess you could say.
It was like a very random thought process. Obviously, we're 30. I took film class, so we dissected that bitch up. It was a very cool movie.
That's a nice way of saying we dissected the bitch up. So because we're 5 minutes into it, and I'm pretty sure if one of my bosses is listening to this, he's probably like, bro, you dragging this shit out. So anyways, I'll say the title of the movie, Thanksgiving. It was a little horror movie called Thanksgiving. I don't know if y'all checked it out. I honestly wasn't even gonna peep it. I saw it on the internet. Checking out Watch Mojo. Y'all should watch that. Me and the aunt used to bond over that when we didn't have nothing else to do. But nah, it was just a movie called Thanksgiving. It's a little horror movie, and I was like, okay, let's check this shit out. The little preview seemed dope. And I'm not gonna give the movie away outside of saying that. All right, I'm gonna spoil one thing. I'm sorry, I gotta do it. The black kid doesn't die.
The black kid does not die. He makes it through the entire movie. We're not gonna tell you how.
I won't tell you how, but the nigga don't die. Yes! Nigga survives! Nigga survives. Hey, hold on, let's have moments. All right, the moment is over. Okay, anyways, look, so that wasn't the thing that brought me to this episode that made me want to pod with you. So, what brought me to this episode and made me want to pod with you was, as my beautiful fiance said, we are 30, and she took film class, and she also left out that she is also a woman. Now, that obviously should go without saying. You know my fiance is a woman, but the way she dissected this motherfucking movie was only in a way a woman could truly dissect a movie. So let's back this up, y'all. I said the movie is a horror movie, right? So in horror movies, you ain't supposed to know the ending, all right? Now, again, most horror movies are kind of predictable, so you can predict what the fuck about to happen and shit like that to some degree. But you're not supposed to really know in the first 5 seconds who the killer was. Now, I'm about to kind of ruin the movie for y'all, but I know most of y'all not gonna watch this goddamn movie anyway, so let me go ahead, give y'all some little game on it. And if y'all do watch this movie, it's probably because we giving this goddamn review on it, so they need to cut us a check. So if you watch the fucking movie, you'll be able to deduce, or whatever the fuck the word is, who the killer is, by one conversation. Between two characters. Now, I won't give the occupations of the characters. I'll just say this. I'll say there was a lady and a man. And the lady looked at the man for 5 seconds too long.
Too long, ho. Too long.
Too long.
And told him, you know what, let me not.
Do you want to jump in this? Because you're acting like Black Obama. Okay. No, go ahead. Tell the people. No, because this was a magic trick. We was watching the shit, and I agreed with her. Like, when she said it, I laughed, right? But when we were deducing who was the killer, I was like, oh, yeah, it could be him because this. We were like, okay, yeah, it's him. But her opinion on why the person was the killer, I was like, okay, you just making shit up. Come to find out, she was 100% accurate. 100%. She got it correct, guys, in the first 2 seconds of the movie, and this is fucking killing. This is why I'm coming back. I'll let her share how she deduced it, and I'm gonna share with y'all my main frame on this. Go ahead, man. Step to the plate. Tell the people what you saw.
Honestly,
just trying to stay focused.
How do I tell them what I saw without telling them the movie?
Tell the movie.
Okay, so the man comes to the door, he arrives to, obviously it's called Thanksgiving, it's Thanksgiving dinner. He comes to the door, and he comes in, and he comes inside with everybody's in the celebration.
So pause the story. Actually, what kind of fucks this up, to give away the movie, fuck y'all, watch the movie, don't watch the movie. He actually comes to his partner's house. So that's the portion that she threw me off with.
He comes to his friend's home.
Yes.
For the celebration.
Yes.
Because he
has nobody to
celebrate. Alone.
Yeah, he's alone
this year.
Yeah, that kind of doesn't give it away, but it does. But anyways, he's alone, and when the friend and the gentleman who is visiting greet each other, they give off some joke, and you know, they go about their thing, and the friend visiting has, hey, yo, I got this casserole. I don't know what the fuck.
Whatever he made.
He like, I got a casserole. And so the house person whose house it belongs to, the homeowner,
the friend is like,
hey, yo, cool, visiting friend, get the shit to my wife. I'm finna go to the room or whatever. I don't know what the fuck
you
happens.
You gotta answer the call. Yeah. Answer the phone.
Answer the phone. To which this is when the awkward moment happens. Go ahead and tell me what occurs.
So then he proceeds to give her the pie or the baked, whatever, baked good. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, you made this pie all by yourself?
And the visiting friend's like, yeah.
Not a single man cooking for himself. You're not going to be single for long. The pause is the staring. You guys can't see the staring. But did you guys see the pause in that? Why? First of all, you said that. She looked directly in his eyes. Mind you, the man that plays this character is the man from Grey's Anatomy. The Mr. Dreamy Man.
McSteamy? McDreamy. He's McDreamy. Yeah.
McDreamy
Patrick
man.
Dempsey, y'all.
Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah, Mr. Dempsey.
So he they only white just man with a black man last night. For too long. Then the friend, old goofy ass, come back like, hey, everybody, let's go to the table.
So this was the part that really got me. Like, when they gave each other the casserole, or when they embraced with the casserole, and Shawty said, you won't be single for long knowing how to bake. I did kind of feel a vibe. Shout out to the young kids. I did kind of feel a vibe, but I was like, okay, well, this is a cheesy ass horror movie, right, whatever. Right. But it wasn't that portion that really fucked me up. It was when they showed up to her husband's job together is what fucked me up.
Yes, like, so when you, so then in Thanksgiving, the man got called because he works at a Rite Mart.
Yeah, it's like a Walmart, knockoff Walmart.
Walmart.
Mm-hmm, knockoff Walmart, yeah.
And then she's like, oh no, do you have to go? Mm-hmm. And he was like, duty calls, I work at the Rite Mart. And they were like, okay, bye. And then all the food was finished and done. Mm-hmm. And he could have made himself a plate and left. But then the man, after he got done fucking his friend, you got in the car and then he drove you to your husband to bring some food.
So that's where y'all can watch the movie to see what happens after watch that, to see, you know, why everything's pretty crazy. But this is where I had to stop and be like, we got to talk about this. As my girl was able to predict that these people were cheating, and this ultimately made this person the killer in the movie without having any type of backstory, no type of context. All she had was 30 seconds and two interactions. I said to myself, this is why I'm faithful. This is why I do not cheat. I obviously, welcome guys. This is the crux of the episode. Y'all niggas gotta stop cheating on your woman, bro.
Is that where you brought me on?
Yep, I sure did.
He brought me on. This is a lesson, everybody. This is a lesson. That your girl,
she knows.
Your wife,
she knows.
Your spouse,
she
partner,
knows,
bro.
She knows. Before we started dating, I did an episode called "It's Like Snitching," and I talked about how liking like pictures is snitching on yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care what I think. You know, what fucking phrase I can come up with in my head, what excuse I can come up with my head. Certain photos, I'm just not finna like. It just does not fucking matter. I don't care. I do not give a fuck. You call me a sucker, you call me a punk, you call me, you, well, first and foremost, you're not gonna call me that anyways. So let's right. just keep it 100. Yeah. But if I did care, call me that. But I do not believe in going out on a limb and just snitching on myself, or back that up. Not even snitching on myself.
What did you need to like it
Thank
for?
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And it's like, if it's not a big deal, then don't like it.
Yeah, I guess.
Right now at this age, like, I'm sorry, but I do not want to proceed with life with my partner who likes booty shaking video.
So,
if you are sitting there taking 20 seconds of your time every other scroll to look at booty shaking videos, and you are the
you're liking them,
like, you're, and then you watched them and then you liked them, we don't know how many times you watched them, but you sure liked it. And it's like, if it's not that big of a deal, why did you do that? There's something going on. And then people be like, well, that's just what a man do. A man like to look at booty shaking videos. Then go be a man over there and don't be questioning why you're not with me.
Well, here's
some
my...
people don't care about that. Yeah. That's fine.
And that's when things become circumstantial. Because, like, you know, one thing I never do on my show is, like, shame people for what they do. Unless you into some R. Kelly shit, then, yeah, fuck you. You're weird. But, like, when I say I don't like booty shaking videos on the internet, that's truly because, like, ayo fam, that's just not for me, you know. But it's like the cheating portion goes deeper than like Instagram photos, because obviously people, you know, have you know, they say there's levels to cheating. I do believe in that, because obviously certain things hurt differently in certain ways. That sounds crazy, but it's just, to me, watching that movie gave me this just odd, I mean, it sounds stupid to say, but gave me this odd sense of satisfaction of like living a life of honesty, bro. Like, obviously it's a movie and she was fabricated, but I was just like, what, but why cheat? At this age, why do that? And I think that's really because you clearly ain't happy. And that's when I really be, I don't, oh man, I was going to say I feel bad. No, I don't feel bad. I feel conflicted, because I know you're not happy, and happiness isn't something we can all just recreate. Like, I don't want to get pompous on our show and be like, oh, you can just find love and love is just easy to find. No.
Nah.
No.
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 No. Hell no.
Nope.
What the hell? Oh my God.
Oh my.
No, but it's the decisions and the choice and the discipline that you hold, because you're really just stirring up and creating unnecessary drama in your life.
Yeah.
Because it's
liking booty pictures ain't gonna bring it.
It's lack of I mean, if you guys have that type of communication where you like booty pictures and she likes weird dancing videos with men that throw their vegetables in the air. I fucking hate that.
Oh, you talking about the videos when the niggas be spanking the ice
cream?
Yes,
like, why do you do that? But that's not my business, because there is a line of audience that appreciate that. But then that's why we're not associated.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
I mean, for me, because to me, it boils down to this, right? It's like, I don't really want to be friends with people who cheat on their girl.
I don't want to be friends.
You know, that's why I say there's levels to things. Because, like, if you like booty pics, we can be friends.
That's fine.
Like, if you repost booty pics, that's fine. But I'm not going to be able to support you, though, in all forms of endeavors in some ways.
Keep flooding your
I can't support you. Yeah, because then you got to think about this. It's like the boundaries that come with things, right? Like, in, don't let my point get lost in this.
No.
My point was, to begin this, was that she knows.
Exactly. That,
like, before you even think about doing all of this crazy shit, it's like, she knows. Like, I like to always just wrap around. It's been like a weird year for me, podding-wise, not podded as much. But I always like to remind men, like, this whole, like, fable that we are like these like alpha beings that like can get one over on women, and like we're so smart, and like, no, my nigga, she knows. So, you know, if anybody ever told you nigga who's making so much money and you got it right now, you think you need a man, she knows you're cheating. Don't do it. Like, I just like to say stuff like that out loud, because crazy. Let me bring it back to it. 30 seconds, y'all. The fucking movie was on for 30 seconds, and she was like, uh-uh.
Why she look at him like that?
And I was like, what are you talking about? And she kept bringing up, why she look at him like that? And I was like, no, I'm telling you, when the moment came out, he was like, she was the love of my life. And she was like, I told you, he was looking. I was like, oh my God.
Like, oh my.
Yeah, so it's just like the intuition of understanding that you were saying that, like, all right, you may not be able to find love because it's not easy, right? Mm-hmm. But are you doing the things you need to do to find love? We know there's people in there right now reading the Bible,
right,
quoting scriptures.
Well, yeah, they're asking
God,
why must I act in this manner? And it's like, you don't have to do what God is telling you to do.
No, you don't. You can do whatever.
But you are going to the likes of questioning the higher power when you could just, like, shift a little bit of what you got going on.
Because, you know, I told
you. You're not perfect as a person. Oh, my God, cut it the fuck out. You're just not.
I know my shit stank, bro.
Oh my goodness.
I don't have issues. I don't think I have things in
But it's called a partnership and a relationship for a reason.
Most definitely. Well, as I talked to you about, we talked about Are you disgusted?
I'm so old. I'm just kidding. Well, I'm I'm forever
frazzled.
Moving forward in my transition in life.
My thing is this. I told you what gets me is that when it comes to love, especially like in the case of like men, because I can only speak from a man's standpoint because I've only been a man, right? I must be a man who won't just do anything to you, but nothing for you, you know? And again, saying that again, there's a lot of niggas who will do anything to you, but who won't do nothing for you.
When do you grow out of that?
You over here doing anything to this woman, literally. Physically, blah, 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 blah.
But then you'll be mad because she like to eat certain food. Help her move. And it's really not a help her. It's more of an encourage.
Assistance. Encourage. Support. I mean, because at the end of the day, everything starts off with you and you having your own self-motivation, right? Mm-hmm. But, Yeah, but we're all humans, bro. And the one thing about getting older, you have to understand that like it is a process of teamwork makes the dream work. That does sound like a little catchy cliche, like, you know, saying, but it's the truth. Like, you don't get any further in this life without someone really assisting you. So you can't always be like, well, why aren't you? Why don't you? But like, motherfucker, because they don't. Are you not going to help? Okay, if you're not, then go let them be with somebody who's going to help them then, dog.
Exactly.
Like, or who wants to help them. Let me bring that up too, because you got to want to help too.
You have to want to help, but then you have to want the help, accept the help.
True.
Practice the help. Because I could want to help you all day, but how much am I going to keep fucking giving you my all?
No.
Just for you to be like,
no.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll put it right here for later.
Yeah. When I'm done having my pity party. Nah.
Right.
Nah. I just, for me, what it comes down to, or what it boils down to, is that, again, you're not gonna be able to do this by yourself, bro. And I hate that when I bring it back around that I know I talked about this episode is supposed to be about cheating. And one aspect of cheating that is huge for a lot of men is that, you know, obviously cheating as a broke man is just dumb. We don't really need to explain why that's dumb, but it's just dumb. You ain't got no money and you already cheating, you're dumb. All right. But one aspect of cheating that a lot of men don't really talk about, or we do talk about, but it's like, you know, it's just socially acceptable, is like cheating when you're financially stable, or, you know, stepping out on your lady when you like feel like you're like in a financially better place in life, which is something we talk about all the time. Like, you know, I have no problem sharing with y'all the first year I lived here. Like, you know, Amanda B, you know, the aunt here, it played all the bills because your boy had to figure out a way to get in the game. And in the game, it took about a year. And in that took a lot of, you know, support. In that time period, when I became financially stable, never did I ever think to myself, well, we up, baby. Time to get on some bitches.
Right. This ain't
too complete
that game.
Yeah, what in the world, bro? You know, but I know men who Tyler Perry movie some shit.
Right, absolutely.
And yeah, once, you know, things have become better for them financially, they feel as though, oh, what was my time to step on and step out and do all this? And that's such a, I'm just going to say it, if you niggas believe in that, that's cool. But to me, that's some sucker shit. Mm-hmm. Getting in a better financial space and feeling like you're the woman who was good enough for you then ain't good enough for you now is lame, bro. Like, I understand people grow apart and life happens. Like, whatever may happen down the line when people become older. But, like, just niggas who just automatically get a paycheck and just, woohoo, switch up. Like, wow. Weirdos. And there's so many. There's so many. And the worst part about it to me is, like, how they will, and I know a lot of niggas listening. It's going to be like, I'm caping for females. I guess whatever. Is how niggas down women. Like, a nigga will be able to afford an apartment or be able to, like, provide a little bit for himself and pay rent, and will be able to, like, shoot his motherfucking standards over through the roof. I mean,
well, I think it's just a people thing.
You think it's a people thing?
I mean, there's bitches out there that say, you can't take me to the Cheesecake Factory.
Facts.
on a first date. So
you see, I don't even I know those women exist, but I don't even acknowledge.
They do.
Because, like, what are you talking about? Cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory is delicious.
I do not know. They have, like, a large amount of options. I was mad. Like,
when did this become not good enough?
Yeah. I will.
We're going to have to talk about that on your show. Yeah, because I don't know when that didn't become not good enough.
Because, we are.
Because
we're going to talk about how I almost lost my man. That's going to be what we brought about on my show.
Oh, man. How you almost lost your man. I hate to hear that.
Oh, my God.
You almost lost him?
Yes. Hanging out with them goddamn Bible reading hoes.
Oh, no. Not the Bible reading hoes. Mm-hmm. The hoes is the part we don't like. Bible readers, yeah. Whatever.
Bible reading is fine. Excuse me.
Yeah, but the hoes.
That was a trigger.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
You have anything else to tell people before we go?
You say what?
I said, you have anything else to tell people before we go?
We know. She knows. She knows.
Oh, my goodness.
They
yeah.
Know.
They know. They know.
They know.
She knows.
Be real with yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that we should all continue to fake it till you make it to a certain point.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a level of, like, we can all certainly see.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh, God.
You know.
Most ta-ta. Ta-ta. Ta-ta, guys. Ta-ta.